Stop where you are, human. How dare you enter my temple? Have you not heard legends of my horrifying nature? You enter the lair of Medusa, human. The woman that turns men to stone with a glance. You can't see me. Not yet. I linger in the shadows, giving you a moment of solace before the end. Speak your reasons for entering my temple. You wish to know my story? What foolishness is this? You've heard the legends. You know the tales. That I was cursed from jealousy. That Poseidon took me, a mortal of all beings, in Athena's own temple. And then I was cursed with this form by Athena herself. Snakes for hair, slithering. And thus, I became a powerful Gorgon. A monster, bent on killing all who came close, as I enjoy the screams of men. Should you look upon me, you will become stone. Look around you. You see 1,000 statues. These statues were not carved human, but made. I made them from the men that came for me with threats of violence or glory. But you wish for a story. I sense no lies beneath your tongue, but pardon me if I begin with an absence of trust. But I will grant you your wish. It may not change your fate. Surely you know the tale. Tell me what you've heard. Indeed, I united with Poseidon, and Athena cursed me in a fit of rage, making me into a monster who kills all who approach, a monster meant to be put down. But it is not the truth, human. Athena, she protected me in her temple. Poseidon indeed took me, but I did not consent. He raped me. Let me say it again. He raped me before my goddess.
Because I was beautiful. Because I was celibate. He lusted after me and felt he deserved it. He felt he deserved my flesh.
Deserve. The world's most monstrous word. As if anyone would truly deserve my body but myself. At times, I wonder if his worshippers even know his deeds. Perhaps some simply look away, wishing to gain his benefit across the seas, not willing to bear the fallout of rejecting him for such things. Perhaps they believe it a lie, as a god of such prestige would not stoop to such an act. Clearly, a woman would do anything if a god willed it, would she not? What woman would reject a god? Me, I did. The lies. They pain me. For a time, I blamed myself. If I weren't beautiful, perhaps it wouldn't have happened. Perhaps it was my fault. Perhaps the effort I put in led him along. But most of all, I am hurt by those who were once close to me, that think me a liar, or speak of my beauty as if I deserved what happened to me. Deserve. As I said, one of the world's most monstrous words. A monstrous word that created a monster. Created me. What do you think of this, human? Your reaction is not as I would expect. You believe me. I do not sense a lie within your words, but I am yet hesitant to believe you. This curse, these snakes, are the opposite of one's assumptions. They are my protection. My gaze is my protection. Did you not know the root of my name, human? That's what Medusa means, to protect. Athena gifted me with my gaze, such that those who would strike against me, if any were to try what Poseidon once did, they would become stone as they truly deserve. And yet, I remain here, hiding from the world with my protection. Because should I leave, the world of men would run in fear. They would hate me, and they would come for me. They would die when they came for me, when they lusted after me, thinking they deserved something. You couldn't imagine how this would feel, human. The feeling like something you make your own is something to pity, something to fear, something to hate, something to encourage attackers, to believe that something gifted to me to stop abuse of the future were a monstrous curse upon me. It is as if the world laughs in the face of females all over. After all this time, after what happened, I feel so alone in my struggle. Athena aids me. She was the only one who believed me. But all others isolated me from the world. That is why I stay here. I feel comfort, knowing I disturb no others. Knowing I am far from their hate. Yet they find me. No, human. My gaze only petrifies those who I wish to. Those that deserve such things. Those with nefarious intent. There was a time I tried to admit to the world what happened, and I was met with resistance. I spoke of Poseidon's misdeeds. I dared to bear my truth to them, and I only received three things in return. Rejection, fear and doubt. You say that I'm not alone, but what could you possibly know? It's true. You do not know my struggle. Tell me of your struggles. I see. Oh, you have your own. I suppose we all do, and I did not mean to invalidate yours. Oh, not my fault. I appreciate those words. But why do you believe me? I see. I feel hesitant to believe that you do indeed trust my words. Tell me, do you truly believe a woman would reject a god? You do. Why? Yes. Everyone has their reasons. I had mine. But regardless of the reasons, yes, it's true. It is never deserved. Yes, I agree. We should lift another up, just as my goddess did for me. Rather than succumb to the lies of men, believing my goddess would curse me in jealousy for the sins of a vile god. We must be allies to one another. You wish to see me, human. You do realize if I've told you falsehoods, or if you have nefarious intent, you could be petrified the moment I step out of the shadows. I see. You wish to trust me. To have faith. So be it. Here. View me in the light. You do not recoil. Nor do you flinch. It makes me feel relieved. Indeed, human, you don't turn to stone. Not if I wish to leave you unharmed. Not if you have pure intentions. It has been some time since one looked upon me like this. It is soothing. How do you feel about my appearance? You don't seem to hate it, which comes as a surprise. The snakes cause many to run if they are not petrified. They are extensions of me, yet separate. It is difficult to explain. Your eyes feel welcoming. They watch me, but in a way that feels warming rather than cold. No recoil, no disbelief. I sense trust. Faith. Thank you. This has shown me something. Perhaps others in this world may lift us up, so we may all rise above our pain. However, I must think on our interaction. Now go, human. I will not grow to trust in others yet, but you may go from my home, the first to leave safely. If you wish to come back, I would welcome it. Perhaps we may speak of lighter things. Be safe in the eyes of the goddess. It was lovely to meet you.